Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again. This is your host, Di Debbie Doolin, and welcome to The Only Way Out is In, our weekly Thursday show with ideas, techniques, knowledge to bring up and raise your spiritual, mental, emotional, physical bodies. Doing my job, which I love. Thank you. I appreciate all of your comments and your visits to our profile page and visit to our radio show when you can join us. I appreciate it. Today we're going to share about mudras and whether or not they can help you, which I know they can, but you have to be the one to be the judge of that. Can mudras help me? And my answer is yes, they can. You have to practice using the energy, practice using the seals, which they are. Mudras are seals or locks. And find out what the benefits of using them can be for you. To learn more about mudras, you can join my classes that I have available to you each week in person. And they may be online pretty soon, not sure yet just how soon, but that's one of the things we're working on. Our physical body is made up of five elements, and you may know them already, but in case you don't, they are made up of air, water, and earth. And the ether aspect is sometimes called Akash, A-A-K-S-A-S-H, which represents or means the tiny intercellular spaces in our human body. And you can see the ether or the etheric layer anyway when you look at someone's aura or look at your own aura, really. There's a space. An invisible, you can see it like if you're in a darkened room and you're standing behind a light wall or a dark wall, you can look off to the distance of your face, your neck and head. And if you don't focus on the physical part of you, you will see the invisible ether around your body, which is encasing your aura. So if you look at the aura, you concentrate on looking at that, you'll see a ray around your head, around your body as well. And it'll be about 2 or 3 inches away from your head or shoulders, even closer. And sometimes it'll be a yellowish-white light around you. Sometimes it'll be white. Sometimes you'll see a bluish color. So you can practice doing that to see your etheric layer, your etheric area. If there's an imbalance in these elements around you or within you, it disrupts your immunity system and as well as your thoughts cause disease. And you can also you can also revert the deficiency in your immune system. You can also revert disease by many things that we've been given, and one of them is using the seals or the mudras that we are blessed with. So our fingers represent an element, and you can bring your self-awareness into contact with these elements by using your thumb, your finger, your index finger, your middle finger, your ring and middle finger. So what I'm saying, what I know is true, what I know can be true for you is the imbalance is cured, the imbalance is redistributed so that there is now harmony and now balance within the body. Because it affects your chakra centers, it affects your cells, your immune organs, everything. And your health is in, gets in a restorative state there. By joining your fingers, you create on your body fire, as you see on my profile page, represents your thumb, or your thumb represents fire. Your index finger represents air. Your middle finger represents the ether. Your ring finger represents earth, and your little finger represents water. You pull in the energy of the planet with your awareness, your body. And by joining your fingers together with the thumb, like I said, it creates an effect on the human body. So when you do mudras, you want to use both hands, fingers of both hands. You want to breathe first before you get into your different positions with your fingers. So I instruct my students to breathe in anywhere from 3 to 4 or 5 times, nice deep inhales and exhales through the nostrils, not the mouth. So one of the basic mudra is you'll see pictures of people sitting in a lotus position or half lotus or cross leg, and they'll have their thumb touching their index finger, the tip of the index finger, and the other fingers are held straight out, resting on the back of the hand, resting on the knee or somewhere thereabouts. For comfort and for meditation. So that particular mudra is called Gyan Mudra, G-Y-A-N. You may find different spelling for it, but that's basically how it's spelled generally. So in the case of having any kind of mental ailment or mental loss, mental memory, rather, you can you use this mudra, the Gyan Mudra, to bring about happiness, more happiness. And it develops your intellect more, and your memory is sharpened just by joining the index finger and thumb together. And the three others are stretched out. The time limit is that you involve yourself in being in the different mudras depends on you, basically. And pretty much you can sit in a cross-legged position or the chair even, straight-back chair, or lotus position where your feet are resting on your thighs. You can impart anything, you know, you're having trouble with. You can impart harmony with anything you're having difficulty with. In relief of diseases and pains relating to the ear, you're having difficulty in that area, press your middle finger on the base of the thumb. And keep the thumb and middle finger together like that. And the other fingers straight out. They're very, very easy to do, these mudras. Generally very easy to do and very powerful to do. It's so simple. Just getting connected with yourself, your body. And what happens when you... What happens when you join your finger and your finger, different fingers with your thumb? You're creating, or not so much creating, but you're starting an electromagnetic current. It jump starts you within the body and creates a balance that constitutes health. Like I said before, it creates an effect on the human body. It creates the electromagnetic current to start moving again through your body, through your brain, through the different organs and cells. What we're going to be going over tonight in our yoga class is a continuation or a repeat of two of the mudras that we did learn last week. And that was Surya Mudra and Vayu, V-A-Y-U Mudra. And we're going to add Prana Mudra tonight in our yoga class. When we did it last week, each person had a different experience and a different response to the electromagnetic current running through their bodies. And we want to see if there's any difference this week in what they notice. And adding prana mudra, pumps the life force in your body. We're going to see how that works for us too. Very, very powerful experiences. One lady saw the left side of her body, which represents the feminine side. She saw the left side of her body expand from the right side. The right side pretty much, she really saw the left side of her body, the energy of it expand. And she wants to see what's going to happen this week here at our class. So we're going to do a repeat, like I said, of Surya Mudra. Surya Mudra reduces the weight of your body. If you're having trouble with being overweight or a few pounds overweight, then this will help to restore and bring balance to your body weight, get rid of excess water, etc. So what you do here is you take the ring finger and you take it and push it or place it against the thumb, which is the fire element that I told you about, and gently press on the ring finger with the thumb. The ring finger, as I said, represents earth. So Surya Mudra reduces weight of the body. There are many other things that happen for you, can happen for you, like I said just a minute ago about the woman seeing a difference in her right and left side energy field. Try it for yourself. See how you feel. See what happens for you. Notice. And you get, you know, the more you do it, the more you use mudras, or particular mudras, the more effect that you'll see going on happening in your body. And, of course, your mind and spirit. We also learned about Vaya Mudra last week. Particular mudra helps in allaying arthritis, creating more balance in the hands and body. In Parkinson's disease, trembling in Parkinson's disease, and of course, you're going to get information from Spirit that will let you know what is it that you might be doing that's helping to create this situation so that you don't continue in this field of Parkinson's disease. You may be drinking sodas, for instance, or you may be drinking sodas that claim to have no sugar, but also instead of the sugar, it has wood alcohol, or the purpose or the property of creating wood alcohol in your body by drinking zero Cokes or zero Pepsis. Pepsi supposedly has no sugar, and in place of the sugar, they're using artificial sweeteners like Equal, or artificial sweeteners like Splenda, or artificial sweeteners like aspartame. You have to ask yourself, well, what is it that I might be taking into my body that's not helping me, that's not bringing about my divine good or my health? So you look at what you're imparting in your thoughts and also in what you're taking in your food, that it's not good for you. And it's not going to be explained to you by the people who make the products that create these situations, but it will be explained to you and shared to you through meditation, through yoga mudras, through being quiet in meditation and listening to God. So you get your answers. There are many things that can possibly take away the myelin sheath around your nerves, your nerve centers, your nerves, and like I said, one of them could be the aspartame that's in the soda drinks that it's claiming it has no sugar. So it doesn't have sugar, but it has things that are detrimental to your body, your nerves, your cells, etc. So look on to those things. I shared with you, many of you on social media, that this is a hot topic today that we're talking about. And it's hot because people will say, oh no, how could anything so simple be true? Or how could anything as nutritious be helpful to you in clearing diseases and illnesses and mental states of being? Well, if you look into mudras, you'll see it disproves all of the things that you thought were not possible. Prana mudra, which we're going to study tonight and work on along with our yoga postures, is a mudra or a seal or a lock that pumps the life force back into your body. It's beneficial and helpful to anyone who has any type of disease. And you may say, well, I don't see any studies on this. But if you look beyond what you think you ought to see and talk with real people, you'll find that it does. It is beneficial. The prana mudra is beneficial for all types of diseases. Especially imparts power to your eyes. And all you have to do in this particular mudra is join the tip of your thumb with the little and ring finger. Ring finger meaning water, and little finger is earth. Ring finger represents earth, and little finger represents water. So you press those two together with the thumb and keep your other fingers out straight, okay? So you can, like I said, you can join our class. Our classes are held at the Doolin Healing Sanctuary. You can email me with questions about mudras. Padaran, Padaran at Padaran.com. You can Facebook me or Twitter book me or whatever, whichever, you know, LinkedIn, you name it. You'll find me around walking the planet as I'm helping people. You can contact me for help with you. I have a healing site on Oranum. It's spelled Oranum. And I'm one of their healing experts, where we talk about healing and the properties of the food that we take in that may be causing problems with us, or thoughts that might be bringing up things for us that want to be released. I'm known as a thought doctor, and so I help you to create a better way of thinking and a better way of living your life through changing our thoughts. On Oranum, if you desire healing, there are ways that you can contact me through the private chat room, and you do that by purchasing credits. There are, I believe still, there's a slight fee of $2.99, I think it is, per minute to have me work with you. And it doesn't matter where you are, the energy gets to you, no matter if you're in Germany or England or Scotland or the Netherlands or the United States, doesn't matter where you are, the energy gets to you and helps you, your higher self, to rearrange things for you, bring harmony back to you, establish peace, calmness. I remember one situation where young lady was having a very, very difficult time being at peace, being happy. She was engaged to be married, and someone had murdered her fiancé, and there was nothing anybody could do to help her. And she came to my site on Oranum, and we cleared up the issues for her through the energy work. And she wrote to me, probably in about 2 weeks, she wrote to me how different things were for her now. She could laugh. She could move on. She moved on with her life and moved on with forgiveness. She never did find out, as far as I know, who murdered her fiancé, but she didn't let it stop her from living her life the way he would want her to live it. So all kinds of things can happen for you, believe it or not. We have tons and tons and tons of methods that we've been given to tap into for healing our mind, body, and spirit. One of them is emotional freedom technique. One of them is body talk, which I'm involved in. Both. One of them is Reiki, which I'm involved in. I'm involved in a lot of things that help make and help heal people and lift them up to enjoy a better way of living, enjoy a better life. Enjoy people. Enjoy giving to people. So don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on God. Just trust God that God knows the way. God knows the answer for you. God within you. All right? If you have any questions, again, paterann@paterann.com or oranum. You can always call the show and talk and ask questions as well. The show number is always 917-889-7358. I'm just about through teaching the Thin While You Sleep series. So if you wish to join in with the next series, the next offering of Go Thin While You Sleep, copyright 1913, 1914, contact me through any of those areas, those websites that I told you before. God bless you all. Use mudra to help heal your life, heal your mind, heal your spirit. Prayers as well. When I say prayers, open yourself to receive the answer to your prayer. Don't just talk. Don't just ask. Open yourself. Ask, believe, and receive. All right? God bless you all. Thank you. the track Smile America to rebuild the nation. We'll be performing on March 12th at the Western Tavern, right behind me, in Western the Bedford, in Lake Helen, and Jack, on Tick Rider Road.